Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
It's Michael David Linton.
Who is Mr. Linton? L-I-N-T-O-N.
Sorry. That was the phone during the reception.
This is another location. Anybody?
Mr. Linton.
I'm looking at the launch sheets.
St. Linton, right?
Linton.
Linton, L.
Linton.
L-I-N.
L-I-N-T-O-N.
Okay, I don't have him. Do you have him, Mr. Johnson? If I have him, I don't know that I have him.
I do have him.
Mr. Johnson?
The Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. But before I do that, sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
It's Michael David Linton. And my number is 134784.
Okay, sir. Conducting your hearing this morning, sir, is going to be the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair in the middle, and to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Gray, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself, sir.
All right, sir. I'm going to, at this time, swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay? We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true, false, or either you can take the fifth, because I see that you do have a DR number and a booking number attached to your warrant, sir. And these recorders are tape recorded, and anything you say the attorneys could subpoena those into court. And I don't know what the disposition of your case has been, okay? All right, sir. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about February 12, 2018, per the task lab report dated February 13, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or do you want to take the fifth?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by you having conduct in public that was disorderly or on or about February 25th, 2018, 920 Main Street in Clarksdale, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth?
That's true.
All right, sir. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your being in a location that you had been ordered not to be in on or about February 25th, 2018 at 920 Main Street in Clarksdale, Arizona. Is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth, sir?
I'm
going to
take the fifth on that one.
Okay. Okay, sir, the fourth allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your having an open bottle of alcohol in public on or about February 25th, 2018 at 920 Main Street in Clarksdale, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false, you want to take the fifth?
That's true.
All right. Sir, because you said allegation number, you took the fifth allegation number five, sir. I'm going to go to Mr. Grady to get some additional information on allegation number three, okay?
Yes, sir.
Allegation number three. On 2/25/2018, Officer Clyde, number 716, and Officer Arroyo, 761, of Clarksville Police Department were dispatched to the Boathouse and Bar and Grill at 920 Main Street, Clarksville, Arizona, 86324. When the officers arrived, they contacted the offender, Michael Linton, who appeared to them to be extremely intoxicated. Offender Arroyo reported that he spoke to the offender Linton. He could smell what appeared to be, he could smell the odor of intoxicating beverages on him. Officer Klein reported that he made contact with Mandy Matthews, an employee at the Boathouse Bar and Grill, who reported to him that she had kicked the offender Linton out of the restaurant because of his disorderly behavior. Ms. Matthews stated that the offender was possibly drinking on the job and that his behavior had become worse as the day progressed. Ms. Matthews stated that she contacted the owner, Scott Buckley, who told her to kick the offender out for the night. Officer Klein went to the 10-12 bar next to the Boathouse and spoke with the bartender, Charles Pressler, who reported that he refused to serve the offender due to his intoxication. The officers informed the offender that he was trespassed from the Boathouse and the 10-12 bar. Sergeant Ferrisi arrived on the scene, and Officers Arroyo and Klein had left the area and were called back by Sergeant Ferrisi for assistance. Upon arriving back to on the scene, they saw the offender arguing with Sergeant Ferrisi, at which time she placed the offender under arrest. Sergeant Ferrisi reported that the offender had been cursing and calling Allison Buckley, the wife of Scott Buckley, and Mandy Matthews a bitch, and yelling at them. Offender Klein grabbed the offender's backpack and noticed the open container of whiskey underneath the backpack. The offender was transported to the Yavapai County Jail and booked in for misdemeanor trespassing.
Okay. All right, Mr. Linton, because you took the fifth allegation number three, I am going to make a motion that based on the admission of Mr. Linton, as far as allegations 1, 2, and 4 go, and based on the information contained in warrant number 134784, along with the testimony of the parole officer, I'm going to move that Mr. Linton was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
I'll second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Linton, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Prior to going into phase two, or while we're in phase two, sir, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Grady, to get some additional information. Then I'm going to go over some information on the warrant with you, sir, and then go come to you with any additional information that you'd like to report to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Linton was released from DOC on June 27th of 2017. He was arrested on February 25th of 2018 by Clarksville PD. He has due charges, two misdemeanor charges, two counts of disorderly conduct, consuming liquor in public, remaining unlawful on property. He was returned back to DOC on February 26th of 2018. He has a CCD of June 22nd of 2018 that reflects 0 respond days. Current conviction, 2012, burglary 33, 4 years, 6 months, 2012, theft, 1 year, 9 months, 2012, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months, 2012, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1998, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 1998, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 1998, flight from law enforcement, 1 year. 2001, theft of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2003, aggravated DUI, 6 months. 2005, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2007, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. 2009, criminal trespass, 1 year. He has 6 terms of DOC. His CUIR score is a 2.2, mental health score is a 1, substance use score is a 3. He has no gang affiliation. Prior terms of supervision, 1999, TIS release, absconded. I'm arrested and revoked by the VOEC. 2006, TIS release, completed 7 months. 2008, TIS release, completed 6 months. 2009, TIS release, completed 15 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 1993, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of a G4, a G5, and the status of his charges are pending.
Okay, Mr. Linton, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Steps to Recovery Home at 516 Arizona Highway 89A in Cottonwood after being displaced from the residence due to your consumption of alcohol. You started residence at Andy's house located at 224 South 12th Street in Cottonwood. Then on January 25th, you went to reside with Wayne Dooley at 1850 South Aspis Drive in Cornville, Arizona. Where were you staying at the time you were arrested, sir?
I'm in Cornville with Wayne Dooley.
Okay. Sir, you were working at the Boathouse Bar and Grill, and you worked there until the time you were arrested?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You were referred to task. You were responsible for 11 UAs and 7 UAs with negative. Then you had a diluted UA on November 28, 2017, and 3 positives for alcohol on October 6 of 17, December 26 of 17, and February 12 of 18. You were referred to SAGE for substance abuse counseling. When you were displaced from the Steps to Recovery, you were to enroll and complete SAGE counseling. For relapse prevention, you were called to establish an appointment on 10-18. You called the parole officer, Sheldon, once you get into your cell phone to give her your number. You establish residence at Angie's house immediately. The intervention is because you were in violation of the following conditions: 7, use of alcohol, condition number 2, failure to report as directed, assignment. The assignment was in effect until December of 18 of 2017. Then February 20th, you were sanctioned to filing for the use of alcohol, attend a 3 12-step meetings per week for 1 month. The intervention is because you were in violation of the following condition, self-admission, and task reports on use of alcohol. So, and that was going to be effective until March 22nd of this year, sir. So it looks like the PO was working with you. So what happened? You just relapsed, or what happened? You were doing good for a while.
Honestly, trying to get together. I'm a pretty good person. The truth is I have a problem with alcohol. I'm trying to address it and get it finally under control. I think that's my biggest problem.
So, you got trespassed off the place where you were actually working at. So, what happened? Did you get intoxicated? Were you drinking while you were working, sir?
I was.
So you were working at a bar and you have a problem with alcohol. Why did you take a job at a bar when you know you have a problem with alcohol?
Well, I thought I had the problem with, but I did relapse and
So what,
I didn't have as much control over as I thought I did.
Yeah. What was your job responsibility at the Boathouse Bar and Grill?
I prepare the food, I do the dishes, I make pizzas, and cook food.
So, have you enrolled yourself in any NA or AA programs since you've been back incarcerated, sir?
I have, but I've been going probably about four times a week to NA and AA, and I got a sponsor, and I've been reading some material and trying to get this wrapped up before I do get released so I don't get in any more trouble.
So are you working on
it? I plan to continue to attend the AA when I get out.
So did you ever find out what the trigger was for you to start back to drinking, sir?
I think it was boredom. I was working a split shift at the restaurant bar where I work at, and I had 3 hours to kill throughout the day. And I'm not sure if you know about Clarkdale, but it's a very small town, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and I didn't have a car, and I just kind of was hanging around. And basically, the businesses that are bars. And that just kind of triggered me over, I believe.
So when the employer just told you to leave and go home, why'd you just stay there and wind up in an argument with them? Or that's just the alcohol just that got to you?
It was the alcohol. I had definitely drank too much. Mm-hmm. And was out of my head.
So when you drank alcohol at the bar, did you take alcohol into the place with you?
I had drinking at the bar next door.
Okay. So you weren't saving much money while you were doing that, were you?
I was trying, like I said, that I got alcohol is my number one enemy right now.
All right. Mr. Lane, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. So, seeing the board has no additional questions for you, we're about to wrap up your hearing at this time. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, prior to the board going into discussion?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Lane, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. During the discussion, you'll be able to hear what's going to take place between the board. We will make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, and then we'll get back to you with our decision and any information that you may want, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lynn. The board's now into discussion. It appears that Mr. Lynn got out. He was doing good for quite a while, several months, and then he just seemed to relapse. He was working at a bar. But he was actually had started drinking alcohol before he started working at the bar in some of the halfway houses that he was in. He was being cooperative with his PO and talking to his PO, but he subsequently got himself arrested at this place of employment because he had started back to drinking alcohol. He says that since he's been incarcerated, he's been attending AA and NA, and that he's working on getting himself together so that when he is released, that he'll be able to get a better hold on what he's doing. He only has a short time left. He will be released on June 22nd of 2018. So I think if Mr. Lynn would just stay incarcerated, continue to go to AA, NA programs, or any other drug abuse program that he can get himself into, work with his CO3 to get a plan together so when he was released, that he won't be able to, that he'll be able to continue his program on outside prison and be a productive citizen. He seemed like a very talented young man that can really survive out there and be a productive citizen. He just has to get the problem together with alcohol. And I think that if he takes his time, he'll do that. And he looks like he sounds as though he's ready to turn that path, and he's on the right path at this time. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Not hearing any comments from the colleagues, I'm going to make a motion to remove, to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Lynn, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or accompany as he did relapse and start using alcohol.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Linton. Mr. Lynch, Sir, the board voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 22nd of 2018. Sir, take the time that you have left there. Keep going to AA and NA classes. You appear to be a very intelligent young man. If you can get control of the alcohol, come up with a plan when you're released to continue your program. Work with your CO3, sir, so that when you get out, sir, hopefully you won't have any other negative contacts with law enforcement or the police, and you'll be able to be a productive citizen out there, sir. We hope to never see you again appear before this board and on, sir. Mr. Linton, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Who's second?